USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Trump said he would be disappointed if Pyongyang were to resume weapons testing and reiterated his belief in his good relationship with North Korea's leader despite the collapse of their second summit. National Security Advisor John Bolton on ABC's This Week.
The president has been very clear that he's not going to make the mistakes of prior administrations. And one mistake that prior administrations made repeatedly was assuming that the North Koreans would automatically comply when they undertake obligations. The North Koreans, for example, have pledged to give up their nuclear weapons program at least five separate times, beginning in 1992 with the joint North-South denuclearization agreement.
Bolton says the U.S. government is watching North Korea constantly. Eight Americans were among the 157 people killed in this morning's crash of an Ethiopian Airlines jet shortly after takeoff. Cause of the crash still unknown. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. The safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, available soon.
U.S. Representative Will Hurd tells CNN's State of the Union about how much more effective having a technological wall would be than having a concrete one.
We should be using more technology. We're not using the latest and greatest technology. You can put what I call the smart wall along the border on all 2,000 miles in less than a year and gain operational control of the border, which means you know everything that's going back and forth across the border.
Republican El Paso Mayor DeMargo on what he thinks is needed at the border.
I've said on numerous occasions that a fence, and I prefer to use the nomenclature fence, is a part of a general strategy for the process of protecting our borders as a sovereign nation.
The Senate set to vote this week on the president's national emergency declaration. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow revealed Sunday on Fox News that President Trump wants a 5% cut across the board on all domestic spending as part of his proposed 2020 budget. Trump sends the budget to Congress on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The annual South by Southwest Conference in Austin, Texas, gave many Democratic presidential candidates a chance to speak with a younger crowd. USA's Wendy King reports.
And I always like to jokingly say, may the best woman win.
Senator Amy Klobuchar is campaigning for the Democratic presidential nomination at the South by Southwest Festival. Klobuchar says she's joking, there's no litmus test.
Many of them would be good, but I think that competition is good.
And there is plenty of that this weekend. Senator Kamala Harris and Beto O'Rourke are among those in Austin, as well as Senator Elizabeth Warren, who took a swipe at Bernie Sanders.
Nobody has to speak to what democratic socialism is. I'm not. And the centrists have to speak to whatever they are doing.
The Democratic National Committee says Fox News will not host any of the 12 Democratic debates scheduled for both this year and 2020. On Fox News Sunday, Democratic Congresswoman Katie Hill says she wishes there was a different political climate.
I personally don't think it helps when we're saying we're not going to have any of the debates on Fox News. I don't know how much of that was driven by the candidates, how much of it was driven by the party. You know, I'd like to see all of that change. I want to see the media become as unbiased as possible. But, you know, I don't know that we're in that state right now.
Overnight, we lost an hour in. Some people are wondering if daylight saving time is worth it. You'd think an extra hour of sun each day would promote health, but studies find that most of us sleep during the time change, and the first Monday after we set our clocks ahead, there are 25% more heart attacks. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.